Hello and welcome back to yet another episode of the podcast. My name is Nyambura. Today we're just gonna have a little bit of a chit chat. Yeah, let me actually update you on what's been happening in my life all my days. I went out one day for a Captain Morgan listening party organized by Captain Morgan. It was Major's listening party for his new album, Toto Hadija. And it was on Thika Road. And I realized that it had been raining for quite a bit. And the person who was sat next to me was like, you know, I live on Thika Road. It's actually a bit messy if you live right now. It was around 7 p.m. at the time. And I was like, oh, God. Okay, I need to wait for the rain to subside so I don't get caught in traffic and all of that. But first, a few days before that, water had seeped into my house through my front door. And so I came in and I found that it had seeped and gone behind my stairs under my cat's litter box and a little behind my couch. And I was like, okay, fine. I cleaned it up. I organized with management. You guys need to fix my house ASAP because this is not sustainable for me, especially if I'm not going to be in the house to kind of like, you know, put in preventative measures for the flood so the water doesn't come into my house. Anyway, so I left my cat in my house, Rumi. That's the guardian of my household. I love that he hears every sound, every noise. That's how he guards this house. He just like puckers his ears a certain direction and I'm like, what's that sound? What's that? So the thing is, I came back from that listening party I was home by 10 p.m., say 10 p.m. So I walked in and my shoes just sounded like water. You know when you step on water and you can just tell by just how the suction between the floor and the water and, you know, just that action with your foot and the shoe and the water and the floor. Oh, God. I was like, yeah, this is insane. My house is flooded. So I walk a little into my living room and, you know, of course, I take off my shoes. I can see the water and how it had come in the previous night, the same way it had a few days before through my front door and under my cat's litter boxes and behind my couch. But then this time I walked on the carpet, like I stepped on the carpet just to see the extent of the water and how much it had entered my house, and my carpet just made that noise. You know when you step on a wet carpet and how it just sounds like when you've been washing a carpet. You know, a carpet can get a bit wet, but then this sipped from underneath the carpet, so the carpet was entirely wet. Oh, God. I just took off my socks, went upstairs, entered my room, and just slept. I was like, that problem seems to me like a problem that should be handled tomorrow. So the next day I wake up, I go downstairs, I call the carpet guys, I clean out the water, and then I complain to the management. Again, a few days before my first flooding, of this month, they brought some contractors to come and try and fix like the balcony door, because the balcony had also been sipping water kidogo, not too much but enough to get my curtains wet. So the contractors came. I was excited. I was like, oh my God, it's gonna be fixed, my life is gonna be better now. But unfortunately, that's not what happened. They came with something. It looked like a gun, not like an actual gun, but like a silicone pump. You get what I mean? It looks kind of like a thingy that you need to press, like something you use to inflate something. You know how you pump it like that? Yeah. So they'd done something to my balcony, but it didn't work. I was so excited when they came. Oh my God, I even sliced up my clementines. I had a few and I just give them and they ate, and we were like, oh, thank you so much for fixing my problem, have a good evening or day or whatever. So a few days after that, when my house flooded through the balcony again, I just didn't understand. It was crazy. I hated it, like just the bending, and my back already has issues, so like when I bend, the oh god, mopping with a mop is just so much more work than using a rug. If you went to public school and you had duties, you know what I mean. But like, I was trying to mop as much as I could. I changed Rumi's litter box litter. I went on about my day, and I was like, you guys, you need to come fix my house. I don't understand what you guys need to do, but something needs to happen, and it needs to happen soon because the rain is getting really bad. At that point, on that night when I went home after the Captain Morgan Major listening party, I stayed home the next day just so I could monitor the water coming through my door. But then that night, it rained so bad and people died in town and in Westlands, and it was really bad. And I was watching the videos on Twitter, and it was just a horrible sight. We need to vote for real, like vote people out and vote people who make sense in. And also, I understand that the degradation of our resources has happened over a long time, and it will take some time for us to get back to normalcy, where our actual insurance covers work when you're in the hospital, you know, a system, systems that work. Let's vote in systems that work. Oh my God, I'm so tired just telling the story, because the person who approved the building of the there has to be a county representative who comes to check out a building before it's approved for, you know, building, being rented, the materials that are being used, just rounds of people that come to do inspections and stuff. So if the building was approved, this is clearly a systemic problem. Anyway, I hate to get into the politics of it, but it's inevitable that we do. Honestly, we can't be quiet. We can't be quiet about the injustices, and it just breaks my heart. I talked to my dad the next morning, and I told him my house is flooded everywhere, and he said, oh wait, my house actually flooded in a horrible, horrible, scary way, where I went and then I came back and I found that my house was flooding through my wall. My wall, like my electricals were compromised. I touched my TV and it shocked me a bit, like it electrocuted me a bit. And so I had to like unplug my devices, my electronics, switch off the lights, because even my TV wall in my bedroom has water. It also had water coming through the and you know, you think it's trickling like just a bit. This fucked up my wall, like now my wall had bubbles. So moving forward, the wall could have like dried up and then gotten moldy, or kept absorbing water, and I don't know. I have no idea. I kept talking to my partner about how I feel like the building could collapse or something, and he was like, no, you know, water can't compromise a building. And had it collapses, you'd have seen signs before a building collapses, blah 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 blah. And I was like, please don't bring your civil engineeringness in my crash out. Please, thank you. Anyway, I was livid. I was pissed. Like, now I was losing my house for real. And you know, I have a cat, and you know that whole cats don't love water thing. Rumi kept shaking water off his body the whole day. I was so mad. I called the entire building out, like the contractors. I said, this is not okay. How can I complain for over 2 weeks and you do nothing about it. Like, do you see how you're putting me in tight spots? Anyway, when my house flooded, it was the 6th. So I was thinking, you know, I actually just paid rent for this place, and I don't know if these guys are going to give it back. I don't know. I can't even accuse them because I don't actually have data on how they act when people move. But to be honest, I questioned that they would do that. Anyway, so I was angry the next morning. I was so livid. Like, this was Friday night that the flooding was really bad. And then on Saturday, I woke up and the house was still flooding. And one of the electric outlets in my bedroom was leaking so bad. So bad. Like, you could see it looked like a little tap. Literally a little tap. I have recordings from that day, and it was a horrific sight. My everything. So on that day, I called the laundry guys to come pick up my laundry, because my dirty laundry had gotten muddy. So I didn't want my clothes to start retaining the moisture and then just getting ruined. So I had the cleaners, the laundry guys come in. The cleaning ladies who clean for the building saw me pushing out water with a squeegee. That's how bad it was. I was using a squeegee, not even a mop. Oh God. Through the balcony door. And they were like, oh my God, Gladi. I don't know why these guys call me Gladi. Like, Boda guys, shop guys, like everyone who I interact with on a day-to-day, in an informal setup, they just end up calling me Gladi because of my M-Pesa. So when I send them money, they see my name is Gladys, and they just never say Gladys. They just say Gladi. It's so cute. I love it. Oh, it's so cute. And they don't even know that they all do this because they never meet all at once. I even remember my Buddha guy when I lived in Rwaka years ago. He used to call me that. Anyway, I digress. So the next morning, the ladies were like, Gladi, yoyote ni maji unatoka. And I was like, yeah. At this point, I was so mad, but then I can't even be mad at them because they've not done anything. So they were like, can I come see? I said, yeah, kuja wone. And then they came up and she was so shocked. I was like, nahama leo. I'd already made up my mind. I need to leave. I need to get out today. I'm not playing games. Literally, give me my rent and deposits and rent back. Okay, the deposit was like double, I think, if I remember correctly. I don't think I quite remember well. Anyway, so I was like, I just want my money back and I want to be out of here as soon as now, actually. I don't need to give you notice. Clearly, you have breached the contract. You've not done anything to even help manage the issue while it was smaller. Like, when the problem was kidogo, you didn't come by. Now it's escalated to this and I can't stay here anymore. I was so mad. I called the agency shorty, because there's a contractor who built the building. It's a long chain of people. Like, there are landlords who actually own the buildings. So the building is owned by multiple people. And so there's an agency that finds the tenants. So that agency and the landlords, you have no connection between that. There's middle people. They're middlemen. So the agency is like a middle person between you and your landlord who you never talk to. So I don't even know my landlord. I only have their bank details. What else? So I was talking to the agency shorty and I was like, girl, I swear to God, I need my shit back and I'm leaving right now. But I wasn't cussing. I was just very angry. I was so angry. Oh my God. I was so angry. It felt spiritual for me. I don't even know how to explain. It was like, I need to leave. I remember my neighbors texting in the group saying, girl, I don't think the universe wants you to live here anymore. And I was like, oh my God, yes. Loud and clear, I've heard you. I mean, okay, it's time to leave. It's time to leave. I'm gonna leave. That's fine. But I was so sad because I chose the place. I'd chosen that place because I loved the place. Like, I loved my house. I loved my house so much. Like, it's my haven of peace and joy and serenity. I never even want to leave my house, usually. It's like, God, I love having my cat in my house. I love having my fish. I love having, like, a pink bed. You know, it's just, I'm so in love with my space. I was so obsessed with my space. Like, even the painting, I'd painted my house and I wanted to do more. I was like, okay, phase one is done. Like, I'm done. I'm out with the painting. Let me get to, like, the decorating and stuff. I felt so, oh my God, I felt like I'd been taken back a few years. Because also, I didn't understand if my devices were completely compromised, like if they were damaged or anything like that. Also, I didn't trust the management to actually pay me damages for anything that was ruined. Anyway, so the next day, I was actually supposed to go for fucking meetup fest in Tigoni. Oh my God. Oh my God. I was gonna go with my cousins and my partner and his friends and my friends, like, we'd planned. Oh my God, but I couldn't leave my house on Saturday. That was like one of the most heartbreaking thing in my life. Like, not even for that, it was also my auntie's, like, Rora show, and I was so excited for that too. Like, I was so over everything. So Meetup Fest is an all-you-can-eat Nyama festival that happens in Tigoni. If you can't tell, I'm smiling because I just can't. I actually will go for the next one. I need to. It's only right. And I remember buying a ticket so many weeks before. Oh my God. That's crazy. Anyway, so on Saturday, I woke up and I was like, I'm leaving, shorty. And the lady was like, please don't leave. I'm 5 minutes out. I'm gonna be on my way. Like, I'm very close to you. Let me come and we can talk this out. So she comes and she's like, I said, don't actually think I'm afraid of suing you. I'm a lawyer. Like, I'm not afraid. Siko scared of the court. Nasiko afraid to find someone who's gonna help me get through this and win, because you're clearly and obviously in breach. And even when I was reading out what they have done, I got to a criminal charge. Like, I told them about, like, obtainance through false advertising. And they were like, oh. Oh, yeah, sorry. Like, please don't sue us. We could help you. We'll pay for your movers. I'm like, okay, so you'll pay for my movers, but you won't send me back my money. Because she was implying that, you know, we work under instructions. I can't just go and get money and bring it to you. I'm like, I'm saying I want you to go and get me money and bring it to me. And also, I was like, on that day, I'm actually going house hunting. By midday, I'd already contacted the movers. My partner found me at the gate, dressed up, ready to leave. Like, I told Rumi, Rumi, I'm going to get you a house and by tonight we'll be settled in and we'll be happy, okay? I changed my attitude. I even showered, laid my edges, dressed up really cute and stuff. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to take this positively. This is just a new environment. I'm going to learn how to love it. And I'm going to, you know, this is not, there are far more worse things that could have happened and haven't happened, so it's only right that you smell good, look good, go out there, get your nice cute house and then move. And yeah, that's it. Anyway, so at the gates up, my partner was like, oh. We didn't even say hi, we didn't say anything, because I just texted him and I was like, you're late. And he was late, but then also it didn't even matter. I was looking through houses online, so I knew which house I wanted to go check out and get immediately. which also is a really horrible decision because you don't know what that house has now. You know, like I might move out of pure desperation and just end up going to some place that's not to the best of my, not the best for me, basically. Yeah, like just out of desperation and end up finding that they usually don't have Maji, or God, that would actually break me as a human being. There's certain things that would end me emotionally, and that's one of them. A lot of things aggravate me, but that's top two for sure. Not having Maji around me or a working water system, it just would ruin my life. Anyway, so yeah, that was just like the story of my flooding. What else happened? So I went to Kisumu. I had so much fun. We stayed at a villa that was really close to the beach. Is it a beach? Let me just call it the lake. Next to the lake. Very close to the lake. We took a boat ride, an hour long boat ride. I think it was. It could be 30 minutes from where we were, but I feel like it was a really long ride. So we went to Dunga Beach. The three boys came and started singing, and oh my days. Sorry, that was funny. They entertained me. They were really funny and stuff. They're so cute. And we had fish and we drank and had fun as friends. And yeah, we came back to Nairobi and I found my cat and he was fine. Well, I left someone in charge of him, so he was all good. He was fed and he was behaving. He did a good job. I'm proud of him. Anyway, yep, that's the story of my last 2 weeks. I swear I wanted to talk about, oh yeah, performative feminism. I feel like over time, this is something I was watching on TikTok today, and it just was like, I should talk about this on my podcast as well. I feel like feminism is so powerful, and it's the reason why most women have what we have. Like, we're able to speak up, we're able to vote, we're able to go to school and actually see it through, you know? And I'm so grateful for feminism. It's not lost on me the things I have because of feminism. Like, I can drive because of feminism. Oh shit, yeah, my car is fine. And oh yeah, I remember I got into that little accident. God, that was so scary. Let's not do that again. Kai. Anyway, so what was I saying? I can drive because of feminism. When I was in law school, I took a unit called Gender in the Law. And it said that there are different types of feminism. So there are radical feminists. Let me see the types of feminism so I can give you a proper list. Sorry, I do this in real time. So that's why my podcast is raw and authentic, I guess. Is it? So there's like radical feminism, there's liberal feminism, there's Marxist, like Marxism feminism. It's also called socialist feminism. And there's a bunch of feminism, types of feminism. I think I wanted to talk about radical. Okay, let me just tell you from what I understood in class. There's a type of feminism that says that women should be extended empathy and grace because they are set at a certain disadvantage due to their biological setup, you know, structure, just how I'm built as a woman, say, I'm just stating what we talked about. I'm not strong like a man physically. I'm not stronger than the average man. I feel like I've said this before. I feel like a class 6 boy can beat the shit out of me if he wanted. There's just a level of physical strength that ordinary men, I know how this sounds, there are women who are obviously stronger than the average man. And I'm not saying that that's like something that's not happening. It is happening and it's true. It's just that I'm saying that usually I am a normal, ordinary girl on the street, woman on the street. God, I'm a woman now. I'm not a girl anymore. Oh my God. Oh my God. Anyway. I should be held at an, like I should be, they should regard that I'm at a disadvantage. And so they should like put systems in place to kind of fix that. And I agree with it, you know, like, let me think of an example. Say men, like, okay, this one is going to be so, it's going to be crazy. But like, I feel like if we were doing a physical job, say, I'm a mover. Say I'm a mover in an agency that has movers for moving apartments and stuff, moving house. I wouldn't be able to carry everything. You get what I mean? Say a blue collar job. Does that mean that I shouldn't be paid equally with these guys? So that feminist says that you should actually consider that I can't do this, but then still... pay me the same amount. You get what I mean? Yeah, that's a certain kind of feminist. I agree with her. I agree with her. There's another feminist who says that we are all equal. We are equal to men. So what a man can do, a woman can do. And they're stuck on that. And it's true. Because on certain things, what a man can do, a woman can do. You know, say intellectual things. You can't assume that a man is smarter than a woman just because, you know, because that hypothesis is flawed. Oh my God, there's another type of feminist. let me read you about the Marxist feminist. This one links women's subordination to capitalism and economic systems, arguing that the exploitation of labor is intertwined with gender inequality. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the Marxist one that I was saying first. Yeah. So there's a cultural feminist. She says she values and highlights traditional feminine traits, e.g. nurturing, cooperation as positive and a potential alternative to the destructive nature of aggressive masculine behaviors. You see, do I agree with her? I feel like I do, because naturally I am a nurturer. But then not every woman is like this. That's the thing. That's why there are different types of feminism. And that's where I was going with this. We can't start fighting each other as feminists, you get. Because we all have different views that all benefit women. And that's what I'm saying. We shouldn't be... that, oh, God. Don't be a pick-me feminist. It's so hard to listen. It's so hard for me to listen. It's a hard listen. It's a hard watch. It's... oh, God. Please, like... So a cultural feminist is one who'll be like, you know, you don't have to like guard your heart like through and through all the time, because it's not in your nature to be all guarded up. And, you know, it's okay if you want to embrace gender roles. That's basically what I'm saying. If you want, that's the thing. Feminism is all about choice. It gives women the choices. That's why we cannot start to come against each other, because I'm not an entire, like, I can't say I'm all these types of feminist, but each has played a role in my life that is hard to ignore, and I'm grateful. So when you want to be an educator online, just do your research and, you know, don't spread, like, the entire child-free community
good on you. Like, I love that. I have at some point in my life thought that I wouldn't want to have kids. And then I keep having the most insane bouts of baby fever that only God can heal. And then I just, you know, but I know better. So I have a choice. And I, because of feminism, I have chosen not to have a child yet or ever. At some point that I didn't actually want to have kids at all because I was so high up in my, I don't know what I had embraced, but it just didn't align with kids and I didn't want to do all that. So, I'm grateful for all the choices that we have been given, especially the ability and the choice to be child-free. Usually, a child-free woman was shunned and shamed in the community. I know, like, they were thought out to be barren. Sometimes it could be even the mistake of your husband, but everyone would be quick to point out that it's you who has the issue. Why can't you get pregnant? So I understand if a child-free woman is aggressive about her child-freeness. But it must not turn to disdain for mothers outside. Like, we can't fight. Let's not fight is what I'm saying. Oh my God, there's a ringing sound in my ear and I don't know what that's about. Anyway, I was saying that we can't start to fight each other about, we can't start to fight women who have kids. You know, it's not, that's the thing. We've been accorded a choice. You make your decision and go on about your life. You know, we can't start, you can't start shaming women who've just had kids. We're also just girls. We're scaring each other and we're all living for the first time. And we're going to make different choices. And that's okay. It shouldn't lead to hatred or disdain. That's about insane. I'm rhyming. Call me Afro Man. Anyway, have you guys watched this entire Afro Man saga online? He got arrested. So the Adams County police broke into his house, came in with guns and shit, and they raided it because apparently there was like a claim for a kidnapping that was happening in his house. But then he said that all they found was lemon pound cake. So he made a song called Lemon Officer Lemon Pound Cake, I think. I don't know. I think it's called Lemon Pound Cake. So he said that they went through his everything and they were pointing guns at him and his family and everything, and there was nothing that was found. So they didn't want him recording, but then his house had cameras, obviously. So he basically ended up making this song called Lemon Pound Cake. And then he included the videos of, oh my days, the videos of the police raiding his house. The police actually like chasing him and shit. It was so funny. It's so funny to watch. He was dressed up in a suit and stuff and it's so colorful and shit. Afro Man. So now Adams County Sheriff Office is suing him for defamation, and Ati, because this one cop is actually crying because she's like a plus size woman. She has she's blessed in the behind region, and the lyrics of the song were something along the something that was questioning her sexuality and her gender. And now they're in court just debating. So she was crying about it. The lawyer asked Afro Man, so did you see that this made the officer uncomfortable, that it made her cry? And even your lawyer asked for like, oh, excuse me, sorry. For like time to just, what's it called? What was I saying? The officer asked, oh yeah, his lawyer asked for time so that the lady could stop crying, but then she said, it's okay, it's fine. So his opponent's lawyer was asking him, Ati, So why do you think it's okay to make these people so upset? Do you see how upset it makes them? And then he says, do you not know how upsetting it was for this guys to break into my house with guns and my family's face? How uncomfortable and how sad that was. But yeah, right. She's the only human being here. I'm not a human being. And that's so powerful. It's just like the tears of a white woman who actually raided this guy's house and didn't find anything in the line of duty. It's not her fault. I can't even blame her. That's the thing. Like, Afro Man is just crashing out and I'm so entertained. I'm entertained, I'm not gonna lie. He's so funny. If you don't know Afro Man, he's the guy who sang Because I got high. I was gonna go to school, but I got high. Ooh. I was gonna some. Yeah, you know that song? Yeah. Okay, I have a bit of a cold. I don't understand what's happening to me. Anyway, thanks for listening to me. This has been a long-ass yap session. I will catch up with you guys when I do, which is next week. Also, the entire moving thing has destabilized my consistency. So, obviously, that's why I did not post. And then I traveled and I had so much fun. Had too much fun. I had a lot of fun, actually. That's one of my best vacations. Oh my god, that yawn has come from my toes. Anyway, see ya. I love you. Take care of yourself. Have a lovely week and we'll go back to our Monday schedule. So I'll see you on Monday. Bye.